Good evening. Tonight I will be speaking about Abraham tested by God when he was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac and comparisons to Christ. If you would like to follow along, we will be spending most of our time in Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you. In these first two verses, God tells Abraham to go to a mountain in the region of Moriah to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. To get to Moriah from Beersheba, which is most likely where he was because of the last chapter, he would have to go up to Hebron, which is where he settled and lived at in Genesis 13:18. Then he would have to go down to Moriah because it is lower in altitude compared to Hebron. Then he would have to go up the mountain to get to a place where God told them to go. Now let's continue reading Genesis 22. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Before they began their journey to Moriah, Abraham loaded up his donkey with things they would need for the journey. He also cut firewood for the offering and loaded it onto the donkey as well. He also brought a knife and fire for the offering. Then when everything was loaded, they set out for the place. The journey took them 3 days. When they got there, Abraham and Isaac went up the mountain alone, leaving his servants at the bottom of the mountain. Abraham said to his servants before he left that "we will worship and then we will come back to you." This shows Abraham has faith in God that he will provide and save his son Isaac. Genesis 22:6-8. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When Abraham and Isaac left to go up the mountain, Abraham put the firewood he cut on Isaac, and he himself took the thing to start the fire and the knife to slaughter the offering. On their way, Isaac asked Abraham where the lamb for the burnt offering was, and Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." Again, Abraham shows that he has faith that God will provide. Genesis 22:9-12. When they reached a place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." When Isaac and Abraham got to a place, Abraham built the altar to sacrifice a burnt offering. Then Abraham bound Isaac, and as he was about to slay him, God stopped him. God saw that Abraham feared God so much that he would not withhold his only son from God. Genesis 22:13-14. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram. Caught by its horns, he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." God provided a lamb for Abraham, and he sacrificed the lamb as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the mountain, "The Lord will provide," and it is said that on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Through the rest of the chapter, we can see that because Abraham did not withhold his son, his only son, from God, God swore to bless Abraham and make his descendants as numerous as the seashores, and his descendants will take possession of cities and their enemies. And through his offspring, all nations will be blessed because Abraham obeyed God. There are many similarities between Isaac and Jesus Christ, so I am going to give some of the ones I found, and then I will open up to your ideas. God gave both Isaac and Jesus their names. The name Isaac was given to Abraham by God in Genesis 17:19, and the name Jesus was given to Joseph by God in Matthew 1:21. Abraham and God were both willing to sacrifice their sons, but in different ways. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God was willing to sacrifice Jesus because of his love for us. Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac because of his obedience and his love for God. Isaac and Jesus were both offered up. We can see that Isaac was offered up in Hebrews 11. Although he was not actually sacrificed, he was still offered to the Lord, which was accepted because God blessed Abraham. Jesus said he would have to be lifted up like how Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness to save his people in John 3:14. Isaac and Jesus carried the wood up for their sacrifices. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, Genesis 22:6. We can see that Jesus carried the wood to the place where he would sacrifice in John 19:17, which says, carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull. Abraham and God were the ones who allowed the sacrifice to happen. Abraham did not have to sacrifice his son, but because of his love for God, he was willing to do it. John 19:11 says, Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." This shows that God was willing for this to happen because he allowed Pilate to be able to have Jesus killed. Those are just a few comparisons. There are numerous other comparisons, so does anyone have one to share?
The ram was caught in the thorns, and Jesus had a crown of thorns on his head.
The one I like, in Hebrews 11:19, says, Abraham reasoned. We get a little extra information here, I guess, than what you get in Genesis 22. But Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. So Isaac, or Abraham, in his mind, felt that he'd lost a son, that Isaac had died. And I think it's always interesting, kind of, or maybe tormenting, that God told Abraham to go to a region I'm going to tell you, and there you will sacrifice your son. So Abraham knew about this before they left. And it was 3 days later that when it came time to do it, God provided the ram instead. So for 3 days, Isaac was as good as dead in Abraham's mind. I think that's what that refers to in Hebrews 11, that he did lose his son for 3 days. He was internally mourning for what had to happen. And he received his son back from the dead when he didn't have to do it, when the ram took the place. The other thing I'd point out is that the region of Moriah is the same region as Jerusalem and Mount Zion, where Christ was crucified at the same place that Isaac was supposed to be sacrificed. So there's some real symbolism there. I think when God says, go to a place that I'm going to show you, I think there's a lot of, it's just dripping with analogy there on what's happened.
Something that stuck out to me was that blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. And it is also written in Psalms 127:3-5. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city's gates. So we know that God blessed him immensely, and how if I were Abraham, I would have just felt so much joy that I would have so many children that my enemies would fear at the gate. And so it's something to be extremely grateful for.
Okay, if that's all, I'm going to continue on. Romans 4:15 through 21 says, therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Abraham obeyed God through his faith. He put his hope in God and believed in his promise, and that God would save his son. James 2:17-23 says, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Abraham was not only working by faith, but through his actions as well. And because of this, he was able to obey. So is a line that another curve will approach, but never quite touch. Possible for us to be perfectly like Jesus, because we all sin, but we can try to be like him as much to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. People may say that sin, although it is true that we are not worthy because of our sin, we can still be saved through God's mercy and temptations, but on God's perfect will. These verses show the best of our abilities. So now let's compare Abraham and Jonah to these verses. And as Gabby said, Jonah went down, down, and down into the deep until to the Ninevites. Abraham followed the Lord with all his heart. He was willing to do God his faith through his deeds, and he was blessed by God, and his descendants became as numerous as who saves us all by dying on the cross for us as the ultimate sacrifice.